It's 6 in the evening at the State Ballet School of Berlin. The intense training offered here is excellent preparation for the tireless life of a professional dancer. The main dance studio is a huge mirrored space the size of a large stage. 19-year-old David from Spain is rehearsing under the watchful eyes of his teachers. He joined the school a year ago, surrendering himself to the rigorous physical regime required to become a professional ballet dancer.
5 years ago, I decided this is my life. I think the dance, it's the part of the person, and it's the form for express your all. It's one part of me, and yeah, I think it's for this I decide dance.
Ballet is a classical dance form with its origins in the antiquated social dances of Europe's royal courts. Now it's the technical foundation of all other concert dance and pushes the body to its physical limits. And that means endless practice and sore muscles. When 18-year-old Mikhail from Bulgaria also joined the school last year, he still had doubts.
At the beginning, I wasn't sure if I really want to do this because it was really hard. So if I want to spend all my life doing ballet, I should be prepared for all the injuries and stuff. But after all, I decided to continue with ballet because I really like to dance. And even if I don't dance ballet after, I can still do neoclassic or something else.
Olaf Höfer has been teaching at the school for 27 years and knows what it takes to make it in the dance world.
This is a really hard job, and sometimes the young people, they really want to do this, and after a while, some of them, they start to think, I can have it easier if I do another job.
Both David and Michael have impressed him with their rapid development and work ethic.
They have really the right heart to be a dancer because they understand how nice it is to work hard. They are really talented. Michael, he's a mover. He has a nice body. His body is very intelligent. The body knows what he has to do. And he developed himself in this short time here in the school. That's amazing. For me, what I really special like on him, he's a good partner for the girls.
Which Michael does as if it's the most natural thing in the world, to lift a girl over your head or catch her in midair from split leap. As for David, Olaf Höfer says he's a natural performer who comes alive on stage.
David is totally different to Michael. David is, first of all, an actor. He has a nice body, too. He can tell you over a distance, like 20, 15 meters, his story with his body, with his face, with his fingers, with his energy in his body. This is really good. But it's not just this. He's also a good dancer. He is a good turner.
What is it that makes some people want to dance or need to express themselves in some artistic way? Is it genetic? Not for David, who says there are no artists in his family. Both his mother and father drive taxis. Still, they supported his decision to pursue a career in dance, even if they don't understand it themselves.
My mother say me, I don't know why you like dance, because when I listen to music, it's automatic. My legs and my foot. Automatic move. My mother and my father say me, it's your life, and your life, it's for you, and you decide.
Early on, Michael was also afflicted with a bad case of happy feet.
When I was 12 years old, I was dancing the whole time different kind of dances, and I was doing different kind of movements. So my teacher at the school proposed to my mother that she should take me somewhere that I can express myself or I should dance. So they brought me to a ballet school.
After getting accepted by the State Ballet School of Berlin last year, Michael left his family home in Varna, Bulgaria, to train seriously in the German capital and with his parents' blessings.
They said, go and chase your dream. We cannot stop you because if you want to do this, you have to do it. They were supporting me the whole time.
In Berlin, Michael feels right at home. So does David. The school is full of students from all over the world. Brazil, Japan, Russia, France, China, Italy, to name a few. Olaf Höfer enjoys the harmonious multicultural atmosphere, but says the reason for the school's large foreign enrollment is simply a lack of domestic talent.
That is really a big problem for us, to find talented people. And this is what I feel in the last 10, 20 years, the bodies are not so good anymore. They don't move so good anymore because they sit on a computer. They eat different to the years before. When I was a young kid, we played on the street. We was outside. We was jumping and running and doing like that. It's really funny. Sometimes we tell the kids, they are 10, and we ask them, can you do a cartwheel? And they can't do this. It was impossible in my time.
Both Mikhail and David seem to have an intuitive sense of and ability for classical movement. While others struggle to master the steps and moves, it seems to come to them almost naturally. In person, the boys appear to be like any other normal European teen, with one exception. You won't find them with their noses buried in cell phones or tablets. David says serious young dance professionals like him have no time for Facebook or Twitter or any other forms of virtual living.
I think all my friends in this moment, it's only dancer people, don't have too much time for look the computer. I stay all day in the school.
Here at the ballet school, the communication tool grabbing all the attention is the physical body and mastering its abilities. Students are very aware that funding for the arts is limited and global competition is getting tougher all the time. However, says Olaf Höfer,
if you are a really good dancer, you will find a job. You have to be good.
And that's just what David and Mikhail plan to be. Good. Really good.
If you just like doing something, you just keep doing it because it's your life. You can decide for yourselves. And if you do all the time something that you don't want to do, you will feel always bad. So just express yourself and do something that you love.
A professional dance career is certainly not for everyone. Still, you have to admire these young men for their dreams, discipline, and commitment to their craft. Leah McDonald, DW Berlin.